News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So it is Make-A-Wish week. It's Wish Week here on News Talk, and that is with thanks to Make-A-Wish Ireland. And if you want to donate, makeawish.ie/donate is where you can do it. And across the yesterday and today and tomorrow, all of the various different programs and all of the presenters are going to be doing some challenges. You know the way I remind you of things that you can listen back to? If you missed it, here is Shane Coleman getting his legs waxed from yesterday.
I am going to look really ridiculous when this is done. I'm like, yeah, okay, we're going with the wax. So you're applying what looks like a blue petrol onto my legs.
Yeah.
The wax is now...
This is our strip wax, and I'm using a particular wax that is for males. So
okay, for particularly hairy legs. Okay. And the, yeah, it's now being applied. And you tell us, tell me when you're going to pull it up. You're going to pull it up right now. Jesus. Oh my God.
Look at the amount of hair. It's very effective.
It's quite disgusting looking actually, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't think, Shane, do you? So that was Shane and Kira from last night. Claire Byrne is with us. Claire, before you do anything else, I got you a present.
Did you?
Yeah, hang on. Let me present you with my... I was thinking about what you would need for your show.
Yeah.
So I got you this.
So it's an ice bucket with milk.
Correct.
And a glass. Okay, that gives people a good clue as to what we're about to do.
Yes, there is a theory that says that the capsaicin in hot peppers are dissolved by fat.
Mm-hmm.
So full fat milk will be your friend for the next few hours.
Listen, thank you for that. I've no brought problem. In a massive tub of yogurt with me this morning.
Like, wise
it's
woman.
Huge. And I'm going to bring that into studio and have it with me because my challenge is to eat increasingly spicy food over the course of the programme if we get the donations in to make a wish that we require and we need for the children who are hoping that their wishes come true. So what we've decided to do is start me off in here with you this morning with this. Do you want to describe it or will I? I don't know what it looks like.
It's gelatinous. It's it's formless. It's a white goo speckled with... It looks kind of like cookie dough ice cream that has been reconstituted with a heavy dollop of corn flour.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it is. I think it's not too bad, though. I think it's spiced mayonnaise, which is okay. This is our starter.
Okay.
And then we're going
you
to
notice
get...
it's a quarter to nine in the morning.
I know.
But how did you let yourself do this, Claire?
Just
did they just talk fast and railroad you into it?
Said to my team that I'm not great with spicy food, but it was funny over a couple of days ago. I was with my family and I said, oh, challenge coming up from Make-A-Wish. I'm going to have increasingly spicy food. Everyone around the table put their knife and fork down and went, you're going to eat increasingly spicy food. Disaster zone. I'm very bad. Like tikka is about as hot as I can get.
Oh, Lord.
So will
really?
I do this now?
Yeah, you do this.
Do you want some?
No, you're fine. I'll just fill while you discuss this. By the way, just to let you know, Walt Disney Company Ireland, who is a lot... Go ahead, Claire. Don't let me stand your way.
You keep talking there while
loyal supporter of Make-A-Wish has kindly offered to match all donations made up to €30,000, which means that once we raise 30K, they'll match it with a further 30K. And of course, as if that wasn't incentive enough, you will get to watch Claire Byrne gradually dissolve between now and 12 o'clock.
Don't keep waiting.
Okay,
here we go. No, it's okay.
Oh, fine. Oh, that's fine.
It's a bit spicy. It's quite spicy.
So,
but it's okay.
This is just a starting point. She hasn't even got to her own show yet. So if you want to makeawish.ie/donate. is where you can go. We are aiming to make 2026 the biggest wish week yet. Every cent matters and every cent gets us closer to Claire weeping and
might
turning
have to open the milk.
Already?
Yeah, it's not.
With just spicy mayo.
Not quite as mild as I thought it would be. There's a good kick to it. And I'm just worried now about where we're going to get over the course of the next 3 hours.
Hospital is the answer, Claire.
My eyes watering.
Yes, they are.
Great. Okay.
Now, can I just check one thing before we move on, which is, you know that the only bit of you that has to work between now and 12 o'clock is your voice.
Will you just hang around until 12 in case I need you?
Best of luck, Claire. We wish you well. I'll leave the milk in the corner. Claire Byrne, if you want to donate, you can go on makeawish.ie/donate. And the reason, of course, that we are doing this is to raise money to grant wishes. And to give you a sense of the kind of wishes that are granted, I'm joined by Siobhan Quigley, whose son, Robert, was granted his wish towards the end of last year. Siobhan, will you tell us a little bit about Robert?
Sure. Good morning. So Robert is now 13 years old and his whole thing is quiz shows, and his absolutely favourite quiz show in the whole world is The Chase, and he thinks Bradley Walsh is quite a legend. So he watches it every day without fail. He pretty much knows the TV channel's schedule, so he can watch episodes of The Chase pretty much from morning till night, and has done. So anyone that's been in our house will have seen The Chase on in the corner. So his wish was to go on The Chase. So Robert has multiple disabilities, and he's a wheelchair user. He's nonverbal. He uses a talking computer, an AAC device, to communicate. So it would be quite difficult for Robert to be an actual real live, quiz contestant. So we contacted Make-A-Wish, and they got it arranged. They got us over to London, and Robert got to go on the set of The Chase, and they were so good. All the staff there, the presenters, the chasers, they gave up their lunchtime to recreate The Chase for Robert. So, for example, they had adapted the set so that he could access it in his chair completely seamlessly, and it wasn't just an afterthought of a bit of a, you know, a ramp shoved in here or whatever. Like, the ramp matched the set, it lit up, it was exactly as if he was a contestant. He sat at the desk, his name was on the front of the screen. Bradley came out and met him, and even though he's nonverbal, he was literally flabbergasted to the point where I think he completely forgot where all his words were on his talking computer. He was just sitting there with his mouth wide open going, "Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening." I've never seen him so excited in his whole entire life. So it was a day that went down in memory for all of us, and especially for Robert. And it's a day we look back on with a lot of happiness. And, it was just a wonderful thing for him, because a lot of Robert's life involves therapy, and it involves hospital appointments and things that are not very nice for anyone of any age, never mind a child. So this trip was none of that. It was all about the fun, and it was all about the excitement. And, you know, that's a particularly rare thing for families like mine. And Make-A-Wish really did make his wish come true that day. And it's definitely a bucket list item that he has ticked.
Because there's sort of a tendency when we talk about individuals who have any kind of needs, that there's a sense that everything that anybody would want to contribute to is usually therapeutic. But there's a lot to be said for just moments of sheer joy.
Oh, absolutely. And it's about, I suppose, that question of, Robert is incredibly complex from a medical point of view, and would have been very, very ill at certain points throughout his 13 years. And I suppose it's that part of that question of, did he, is he living just to survive, or did he survive to live? And I would say that these adventures are essential to kiddos like Robert, because, it's not just about surviving, it's about the thriving, and we all have childhood memories of, things that made us just wonder and awe at stuff. A trip like Robert had is a memory he will never forget for as long as he lives. So it's an incredible opportunity.
Really appreciate you taking the time to tell us about Robert's wish. And thank you very much. That is Siobhan Quigley, who is, of course, Robert Coakley's mum. And a text to say, "I'm welling up, Anton. What a fantastic wish to grant." Well, if you want to support other wishes, you can go on makeawish.ie/donate. And again, don't forget that throughout the next day and Friday, we're going to be doing various different challenges, including torturing Claire Byrne between now and 12 o'clock.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.